May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Benny is walking down Main Street with his friend Jacob when he suddenly says, "Did you know, Jacob, that I'm a walking economy?" And Jacob answers, "What do you mean by that?" "Well, it's like this, Jacob," says Benny. "My hairline is in recession. My stomach is a victim of inflation. And the combination of these factors is putting me into a deep depression." Well, you are a Christian. And have you ever had anyone react against you because you're a Christian? Has anyone, for example, called you crazy for believing in Jesus Christ, for believing that Jesus is God? If so, don't let that dishearten you, for plenty of people thought that Jesus himself was crazy. They thought he was demented because he claimed oneness with God and pre-existence with God. They just thought that he was crazy and blasphemous. In our gospel reading today, some Jews gathered around Jesus in the temple, asking Jesus if he is the Messiah, the Christ. And you can hear the exasperation in Jesus' reply as he says, "I did tell you, but you do not believe." We have a couple of places in Scripture, for example, where Jesus refers to himself as "I am." And this is in reference to God explaining his identity to Moses at the burning bush. When Moses asked God, "What is your name?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. Tell people that I am has sent me to you." So for Jesus to refer to himself as "I am" was to explain that he and the Father were one. So he wasn't hiding his identity. And through the miracles of healing that Jesus performed, and through his powerful teaching, by which he spoke with great power and authority, Jesus was revealing his true identity as the Son of God, the Messiah, God's chosen one. And God the Father confirmed Jesus' divinity at Jesus' baptism and again at the Mount of Transfiguration, when God said, "This is my Son, listen to him." To fully understand that what Jesus taught and witnessed about his divine nature is true, it requires faith. It requires faith to believe in Jesus. And to those who do believe, we are his sheep. And Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." But many of the Jews didn't understand because Jesus was not what they expected the Messiah to be like. The Jews expected the Messiah to establish a godly kingdom. And the way Jesus was going about it was not what they expected. So what is expected of the Messiah? The Jews expect that the Messiah will deliver Israel from her enemies and restore her as a nation. The Messiah will destroy world powers in an act of judgment. The Messiah's dominion will be universal. The Messiah is the Prince of Peace, putting an end to war. They believe that the Messiah's righteousness is linked to salvation, rooting out sin. The Messiah will mediate between God and the people and will be a king of the line of David. The Messiah will be of an eschatological character that relates to death and judgment, meaning that the Messiah will be concerned with the final destiny of the soul and of humankind. Well, instead, what the Jews saw in Jesus was someone who broke the rules, broke the law, was anti-establishment. Jesus hung around with outcasts and sinners. and they saw weakness in his gentleness and humility. They didn't see him in all his amazingness. Instead, they just saw him upsetting the status quo and committing the great sin of blasphemy. For those of us for whom Jesus is our Lord and Savior, our Messiah, we know that he and the Father are one. We do know his power to overcome sin and death. We know that he's risen from the dead and alive. We do know how his love destroys the powers of this world, powers like greed and corruption. His love overcomes the dark, life-sucking evil of this world. We know that Jesus is indeed the ruler of the universe, having existed before time even began and before creation came into being. As St. John puts it, in the beginning was the Word. And Jesus, of course, is the Word. And in Philippians, St. Paul says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Jesus is our loving Savior and friend. He gives us the gift of eternal life, and he will never leave us, so we need not fear the end times. Now, while it's fair to say that we do not yet experience world peace, and wars are still raging, and the powers of this world are still strong, this does not prove that Jesus is not the Messiah. It simply means that with Jesus, the kingdom has come, but it is not yet fulfilled. And this will happen when Christ returns at a time when no one knows. And so we await his second coming and the fulfillment of all those promises. We have the vision in the passage from the book of Revelation about the end times. And this vision, this book, is full of hope as it reassures us that those who hold on to their faith, even during the days of great tribulation, will survive and be protected. God will spread his tent over them, as it says. And that means God will shelter us. And in God's heavenly kingdom, there will be no more hunger or thirst, no more tears. And we know the power of Jesus, the Christ, through the loving, charitable acts of his church. And so in that passage, as we heard from the book of Acts, we see the Apostle Peter performing miraculous healings, following in his master's footsteps, following the way of love. And through the centuries, saints and miracles have been present, empowered by our Lord. And the power of Christ is present even in our smallest acts of love. You've heard it said before, and you'll hear it again, that we are now Christ's hands and feet in this world. It is through us that we can do our part to usher in the kingdom. I was at a workshop yesterday on evangelism and mission, and we were reminded that we have neglected the call to evangelize, to go out and to tell others about Jesus the Christ. We're too quiet about our faith, and as an introvert, it's hard for me to say this, but we need to go out and meet people where they are in all their need and bring Christ to them. Our faith is too good to keep it to ourselves. So get out there, outside these walls, and share your excitement with others and support others in their need, just as Christ supports us. For all the changes that are going on and all the uncertainty, these are exciting times. And right now, I simply encourage us all to pray. Pray each day and spend time with God, listening, and let God strengthen and lead you into a fuller relationship with him and with one another, through Christ our Lord. Amen.